You did pick a good spot. You hail from Baldur's Gate originally, yes? I suppose it is no accident that you know the finest places in and out of these walls to calm down. Oh, the noise of the city, the lights, they're so overwhelming. I'm used to being outside at night, or at the very least, inside a safe den or the grove. Being surrounded by so many buildings, it is suffocating. Even a forest does not feel so claustrophobic. It is different. I am surrounded by life, and yet none of it feels alive. All of it feels hectic. Nothing is enjoying the bliss and beauty of nature and life. Everyone is so focused on themselves, on their purposes and tasks. Perhaps I will get used to it in time, though I can't really say I have a desire to. When all of this is done, I wish to go out by myself, or with you, my love, if you feel inclined to join me, and just being free for a while, out in nature, alone. Well, I intend to help repair the Shadowcursed lands. While we have ended the Shadow Curse, there is still much to do. Oh. You meant, what do I plan to do for the moment? Well, I am certain you invited me out here with an idea of how to better distract me from all the noise and chaos of your city. Didn't you? Yes. I concur. I do think that the best kinds of distractions are the ones where we shed our garb and act in unburdened pleasure, just as the Oak Father intended. No bear form tonight, my love. We are too close to the city. I do not want people to think that a bear somehow got in and then began to maul an innocent person. Well, I know it is the fun kind of mauling, but all the same, I think I should like to feel these teeth on you. They are less sharp and will do less damage when I bite you. And my nails will not carve into you as I scratch you, my body aching and yearning to be part of yours in pleasure. I know you can handle the pain. And I know in some cases you even enjoy it. My fangs and claws. But I wish to be gentle with you tonight. I wish to take my time with you. There we go. Lay on your stomach for me. That's good, my love. I think my tongue is still plenty large in this form, don't you? Teasing your hole, tasting you. Oh, my brave soldier. Oh, my good little hero. Oh, you're taking to my ministrations quite well. I know you are enjoying yourself more. Oh, there is no need to be so impatient. Daddy Horson has much planned for you. No, I'm not going to tangle your hands and feet tonight. You are far too willing for me. I could, I suppose, if the occasion called for it. But I'm not in the mood to tie you down. I wish you to be free. I wish you to enjoy the bliss of my body as I partake in the bliss of yours. Yes, just like that. Enjoying the bliss as I tongue fuck your tight little hole. Getting you good and wet for me. All prepared for me to penetrate you, to mate with you, to breed with you. Oh, I think it is entirely possible. I think it is entirely possible I will breed you by pumping my thick, full seed inside of your hole. Whether or not you are truly and fully bred, though, is another matter entirely. Still, though, I like the sound of it. The sound of me claiming you. Do you feel it? Do you feel Papa Holzen's thick cock pressing against your hole? Are you ready for me, my dear? Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. I think even in this form, it is quite pleasurable to have me inside of you. A large, thick cock splitting you open. I think the others are jealous. Certainly jealous of me to have the delicious prize of our favorite hero. But I think they are also jealous of you. Getting pounded by Daddy Horson's thick, fat cock. My balls slapping against your skin. Reach back for me, dear. Do you feel how full I am for you? My thick load built up just to fill up your body. To help you experience this true bliss. The Oak Father has certainly blessed me with a powerful, virile body. Yes, one you are blessed to partake in as well. Oh, yes. I'm going to fuck you so hard. There's going to be an imprint of you in the soil. A mark given to the Earth Mother herself. A sign of me claiming you as I pound you into the fucking ground like this. Oh, shit. I am coming. I'm coming. Oh, Daddy's coming. I'm going to breed you, my sweet. Yes. Oh, I shall bite you as well as you desire. Oh, fuck, yes. Yes. Oh. Ah, I think this is a good mark as well, left on your body. I don't wish for you to apply any healing to it. No. I want you to display it proudly. Show all the others who can't smell me on you a sign of who you belong to. Oh, of course, you are welcome to invite others to partake in our revelry and lovemaking. I look forward to leaving my marks on them as well. Oh? Perhaps you wish for them to leave their marks on you. I am not a jealous man, but hearing that makes my blood hot. No, quite the opposite. I love the idea. The competition. The idea that I must prove myself the more worthy mate for you. To put more effort into claiming you completely. It is primal. And I adore the sound of it. Invite whomever your heart desires, my love. I look forward to it.